This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What would I have to wear in order to be identified as a Muslim? Maybe thobe, like depending, right? So now my follow-up question would be, who is to say that that is the definite Muslim dress?
Because the Prophet ﷺ wore shalwar kameez.
Oh, right. I forgot. The Prophet wore shalwar kameez. And, you know, sometimes you wear a thobe, and that's completely false.
Okay.
Right? He definitely didn't wear a thobe.
Okay.
Right? His normal clothing was actually, you know, what people wear for Hajj and Umrah, the ihram.
Ihram, yeah.
Two sheets of cloth, like one at the bottom, one at the top. Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom part, your body's covered.
It's kind of like a skirt.
I'm not going that far. But, and then you have a sheet on top, right? Okay. And then other times, you know, the Prophet would wear an izar, mm-hmm. you know, the bottom sheet, and then he would have a shirt on top.
Okay.
Actually, what our Bengali brothers and sisters, what they wear,
that would probably
be closer to the sunnah of the Prophet.
Literal sunnah.
This is one of the things we talk about in the class. When the Prophet did something, how do you know if it's just something he did or if it's part of legislation?